Welcome to Shomar Shom on the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishmas. I'm back at Shom Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Yevamos Daf Zayin in Amud Beis towards the end of the Perek Chi of the Masechet. And the Gemara here learns how do we know the Meisim or Kechayim, meaning that if a woman who her husband was Nifter and she had a child, so she was allowed to get married, and then her child died. How do you know she does not require to have a new chalitza? Or someone should learn that she doesn't have to get divorced from her husband? We learn from the pasuk Darcheo Darchei Noyam. Darcheo Darchei Noyam means the Torah is noyim. The Torah has pleasure. The Torah does not bring suffering to the world. And because of that, it can be that the Torah is going to give us a mitzvah which will cause us suffering. As the Kovetz Chaim points out, it's not the reason why we don't do it. But it's just a simen. It shows what is the definition of the mitzvah of Yibum. The mitzvah of Yibum does not require chalitza Yibum once the woman was nifter, was able to go out of the house because she had a child when her husband died. But you see from here, you define a mitzvah based on the pasuk Docher Dechinoyim. And Chazal, and brought down the Rishonim in many places, we see from here the idea Docher Dechinoyim, meaning the Torah needs to be noyim. The Torah needs to be noyam, needs to be tasty, needs to be a pleasure. That's what Torah is all about. So fitting as we're getting now to Matan Torah, to speak about the Darchei Noyam of the Torah. And Meshechochmo and Sefer Bereishis and Parsha Noyach says according to that a gewaltic idea. That's the reason why, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, there's no mitzvah peruvu on a woman. Mitzvah peruvu is only in a man. Says the Meshechochmo that he thinks the reason is that for a woman to have children is very difficult. She has tsar leido. The pregnancy is difficult. The birth is difficult. The raising of the child is difficult. She's going through a lot of yisurim to have children. So it cannot be that Torah is going to require a person to do a mitzvah which has so much suffering. Mimele is a mitzvah is only on the man who does not suffer. Not on the woman. It can't be a mitzvah that includes so much suffering in it. And the Meshor HaChachmah adds, goes on to say there's no such thing that Torah never gives a mitzvah or a restriction in an Adam that's too hard to handle. He brings with the Gemara tells us that there's nothing in the world that Kadosh Baruch Hu asked her in us that we don't have the taste of it somewhere else. The chaz we can't eat, but we can eat shibuto, which is a type of fish that has the same taste of a chazir. Kadosh Baruch Hu never restricted a person from having Tashrei Shemitah he brings. And on Ksev Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one. And even fasting, when there is only one day throughout the whole year, the Torah in general is Darchei Noyam, is Ne'imus, as pleasures. And the Magid Miduvno has a beautiful idea in this, which is really written in short in the Vilna Gaon. We'll start with the Magid Miduvno, then we see how it is in the Gaon. The Magid Miduvno brings a question. We see the Gemara tells us, Darchei Noyam, that the mitzvahs have to be a pleasure. Mitzat Sheni, we find that it says, Odom kiyomus be'oyel, the Torah is not miskayim el be'mei mimi shemei misatzmei on there. Meaning a person literally has to die to get the Torah. He has to leave all the pleasures of the world to receive Torah. How do we reconcile these two things? So the Magid Miduvno, as usual, brings a mashal. Now you go to the whole story, but the basic thing is, there was a poor man who was invited very late to a wedding. So because of that, before he went to the wedding, he thought he would not be invited. He went and ate all kinds of very bad food, put in onions and garlic, and that's the only thing he ate for supper. So then when he came to the wedding where there was a special, delicious food, he couldn't really enjoy the food because he was full of food which takes away the taste. So that's the mashal. The new mashal is, a person can enjoy the Torah as long as he takes away all the other pleasures of the world. How long as he opens up his mitar, his heart, he's mitar the lev to open to the Torah, then the Torah is so much pleasure. But if he is indulging in hanoyas olam hazeh, if he's busy with other things, if he puts into him all the onions and garlic of the world, so then he can't really enjoy the nimus of the Torah. And the Vilna Gaon in Mishlei says in Mamish in the Pasuk, because what does the Pasuk say? Darcheyo darchei noyam, v'chol nesivoseyo shalom. Says the Gaon, Drachi means a very wide way. And a sieve means a very narrow way. Drachayo, when a person has a very wide way, meaning his whole life is Torah. The Torah Bahim is a derech. The Torah Bahim is a very wide way. It's the majority and the main focus of his life. So then, the Torcheo, Derechei Noyam, it's mamish pleasures. But if it's the sieve, if it's a very small, narrow way, it takes a very little bit of his time, and it's not his main focus of his life. So then it's Shalom. I mean, he could find peace. He could survive with that, but it doesn't have the same emus. That's mamish the yisoid of the Magen Duvno. In order to really enjoy and connect to the ne'imus of Torah, to have that pleasure and gishmakat of Torah, one needs to be mifane his leiv, as the Rambam says, and connect that way to Torah. That's when one will have the true pleasure, the true hanah of Torah. I want to end with a gevaldike story, very fitting as the part of our hachana to Chag Matan Torah. The story goes when Moshe Reichman was in the speak, and he was helping several Moisdeis of Torah in Eretz Yisrael. He came to Rav Shach for a visit, and he asked Rav Shach, "Rabbi, who has more Olam Haba? Do you have more Olam Haba for the fact that you're learning Torah the whole day? Or me, that I'm helping so many Moisdeis, so many people to learn Torah? Maybe I have more Olam Haba than you." So Rav Shach answered, "Regarding Olam Haba, I don't know. But one thing I know, Olam Hazeh, that I definitely have more than you." Says Rav Shach, "The pleasure that I have from learning Torah is so much greater, is so much more than any other pleasure that you can gain from this world." That is the meaning, that is the oimik of Drecheyo Tarche Noya. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.